Hello, everybody. Welcome to Puck Talk. My name is Patrick Stark. I'm here with my Daily Collegiate beat writers, Cameron McDonough and Nick Canellis. We're here for the first edition of the UMass Hockey Podcast. Tomorrow's the first game against UConn, so I think looking ahead to the season, there's a lot of talking points going into this year, one of which was the coaching change that happened in the middle of the summer, firing longtime coach Don Tukahoon and bringing new head coach John Micheletto. So we'll start with that.
Well, it was quite a roller coaster off season. After a little issues going on in the off season between Coach Cahoon and the athletic department, they decided to part ways, and it was quite an interesting coaching search. I swear, I felt like they changed their mind between so many people, and then finally they settled on Micheletto. And I think he could make a good choice. He has a lot of coaching experience. He was an assistant at Union and at Notre Dame, both pretty decent college hockey programs. And then he was recruiting coordinator and an assistant at Vermont for 9 years. And they had a lot of success there in his time. He recruited a lot of big-name guys like Victor Stahlberg and other NHL players. And he even helped bring them to a Frozen Four in 2009. So I think the players are liking what they see from him. I mean, they've been talking about a lot of the energy that he brings to practice and stuff like that. So I think it'll be interesting to see what he can do. He seems pretty excited for the season. And, I mean, now it's on the players to do their part.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, talking to the players, one of the things they were definitely talking about a lot was the increased energy and practices that Micheletto's bringing. And just an up-tempo sort of style to play. And, you know, they're definitely looking forward to trying out this new system this season. And,
yeah, it's going to be interesting, that's for sure. I mean, there's a lot of things to talk about going into the season, if you think about it. I mean, everyone's unsure of what the goaltending situation is going to be. Then there's all kinds of different players that are going to expect to fill these roles that were left by some of the seniors like Danny Hobbs and TJ Seiner and Michael Marcoux. But, I mean, this is a relatively young team. They only have four seniors, but they have a handful of juniors, including Michael Pereira and Connor Sheary, who were both key parts of that scoring attack last year. So I think there's a lot to look forward to, a lot to watch.
Yeah, you mentioned Sheary and Pereira. Both are coming back, and they have a lot of expectations riding on their shoulders. They were second and third in scoring last year, and they're going to be looked upon to carry a lot of the load that TJ Seiner is leaving behind when he left last year. And there's got to be other guys that are going to have to step up this year. Adam Phillips on the blue line, he sort of had a sophomore slump last year, and some other guys as well. So I think it's going to be a really interesting year to see who really steps up and can sort of carry some of the load.
Yeah, and then one of the biggest questions surrounding this team last year, and it's surrounding the team again this year, is the goalie situation.
Hey, the team doesn't want to hear about it, but we all do.
Yes, and it's really come down to three guys right now. Kevin Boyle, who started the majority of the games last year and was the starter, but he would struggle sometimes trying to play back-to-back games. Yeah. So Steve Mastelers would sort of step up and play when Boyle couldn't go back-to-back last year, and then Jeff Teglia got some opportunities last year. So the three of them are battling it out right now. And, you know, there's no word from the coaching staff on who the favorite is right now, but they're talking about a very intense competition to see who the starting goalie is, and it can really just come down to the wire. But one of the things that Coach Micheletto was saying is whoever's starting the game on Friday, it doesn't mean that they're going to be the starter the whole entire season. And one of the things that he left open is a rotating schedule with the goalies. And just, he said, one of the things that he wanted to bring to this team is every Monday a new tryout starts. And with that, these guys are always trying to fight for their starting position. So, you know, it's really whoever's going to be playing best is going to be in goal. And that might not be the same guy every night.
Unfortunately, though, may it be that, but that's not the way goaltending is to be handled. I think maybe you can get away with that for the first month and a half, you know, giving each goalie a shot to prove what they have. But I think once they get to the meat of their schedule, you know, once the beginning of November or December rolls around, and into Christmas break. I think they need to find one guy who they can rely on carrying them, you know, 3 out of 4 games every 2 weekends, and that needs to be their guy when they get into the bulk of their Hockey East schedule and when they approach the Hockey East tournament, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, I remember after every single game last year, Coach Cahoon would be asked about the goalie situation, and the same thing he would say is he'd like to play Boyle full-time, but he can't play back-to-back games. I think that might just be a freshman thing. I think if he can show as a player who's a year more mature that he can earn himself that spot. I mean, every guy has a case for why they should be the starter. I mean, even Mastalers and Teglia. Even Teglia, he had some pretty big games last year, especially the Frozen Fenway game. He held on for the win. They won in overtime. And, I mean, he got hurt at the end of the season a little bit, so that kind of slowed him down, cut back his playing time. But, and then you look at a guy like Steve Mastalers, and he went out and beat BC at home. So
Shut him out.
He did shut out BC, yeah. And so, I mean, right there, that tells you a lot of what he's capable of. But I really do believe the guy is Boyle. And I believe by November that he will be the full-time guy. I think you can't just give it to him after, like, a weekend series or something. But I'd say about a month in, they'll figure out that he's the go-to guy. I mean, he put all the numbers. He was the only guy with a winning record last year. So he has all the credentials. As long as he can show that he can play on back-to-back games and just give the other guys, like, spot starts here and there, then I think it's no question that he's got to be the guy.
Yeah, and I think another big talking point heading into this year is how can this team perform on the road? Now, last year, it's pretty well noted they went 9-4-3, I believe, at home last year, but they only had 2 wins on the road, which you need to be able to win some road games if you're going to even think about competing in the Hockey East. So heading into this year, they get off to a pretty – they have a lucky break. They get 11 of their first 16 games at home. So hopefully if they can get off to a fast start, put together some big home wins, and then carry that onto the road in the second half, that could be pretty key for them.
But it isn't an easy schedule, though. They're facing the BCs and the BUs right away.
Yep.
So even though they're home games, they're going to be very tough home games. And you know, they're loaded with home games early on, and then the second half of the season has a lot of road games as a result of that. But you know, it's not going to be easy to start off this season for them.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you have to, especially where they're probably not at the talent level right now where you can expect them to be a top 4 seed in the Hockey East. Will they get a home game in the first round of the Hockey East? They won't get a home game in the first round of the Hockey East if they meet their, I guess, relatively low expectations. Not that I think they're going to be improved from last year, but just to see them get up to the same level as maybe like a UMass Lowell or BUBC or Maine, that's just unrealistic to think right now. This team has a long way to go. And if they want to even have a remote chance of getting to the Garden this year, they have to win on the road. It's that simple.
But I think we can agree, though, because I know in the media poll and the Hockey East poll, they were picked 9th.
Yep.
I think we can all agree that we would expect at least a top 8 spot for this team a trip to the Hockey East playoffs.
No question.
Definitely make it. Definitely, I can see this team making the Hockey East playoffs.
They gave BC a run for their number last year.
Yeah. They did. They played them tough.
And honestly, you know what? The preseason polls picked them to finish 9th, but with how stacked this conference is, any team can beat any other team on any given night. We saw last year, UMass beat BC 3 out of 4 times last year, and BC went on to win the national title game. So that's just how competitive this conference is.
And 9 teams in the Hockey East got votes in the top 20 preseason poll, including UMass. It shows the strength of the conference.
It's actually pretty funny you mentioned that, the whole fact that they were ranked 9th. I mean, Kevin Boyle was asked about it. The first thing he said, Ferris State, they went to play in the national championship game. They weren't even picked to make their conference playoffs either last year, and look where they went. So, I mean, preseason polls mean nothing.
It's just something that people can talk about, really.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But it's getting pretty interesting. I mean, there's a lot of interesting names out there on this roster. I mean, who's your player to watch this year?
This season, forward-wise, I think either Connor Sheary or Michael Pereira.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say one of those two is going to have to step up and be that TJ signer for this year's team.
Yep.
And I would look to either one of them can definitely do it.
Yeah. Well, I talked to Coach Micheletto the other day, and he said right now he doesn't even expect to have any letters on the jersey for the first game. I mean, he said that might change as the season go on. But it's too early to really, like, say someone's a standout captain. I mean, they really had that leadership from Siner that they lost. But my player to watch is actually a freshman. His name is KJ Tiefenworth. And he was a commit to BC, and he decided to come here instead. Why is a very good question that I'd like to have answered someday.
But I think for me, the overall player that I would be looking out for, because I think this team will only go as far in the end as the goalies will take them.
Yep.
So I think in the end, whoever steps up and is that starting goalie, and I think that will be Kevin Boyle,
yeah.
I think for this team to succeed, it's going to have to be him who's going to be the star player for this team.
Yeah, the motto goes, you're only as strong as your goaltending, and I think Boyle definitely needs to step up. And Nick mentioned it, it's early in the season right now, but it's not too early because the first game is tomorrow night at home against UConn at 7 p.m. So guys, what's your predictions with that game?
Well, I think that UConn is a up-and-coming program. They're going to be in the Hockey East in a couple of years.
Yep.
But I think UMass definitely has the superior talent to UConn heading into this game, so I would expect a win, but a close one.
Yep.
Because, you know, they'll be having to battle in the kinks in the first game. But yep. I would expect a Minuteman victory, 3-1, something like that.
It's definitely one of the more unique non-conference games, if you think about it, because it's not too often you're playing a team non-conference, and 2 years from now they're going to be playing them in the conference. I mean, UMass-UConn has always had a little extra kick to it that's always drawn people's interest, so I expect the Mullen Center to be pretty loud in there. I mean, no matter who they're rooting for, because I feel like some people at this school love UConn for some reason, which I'll never understand, because Connecticut is Connecticut, and this is Massachusetts, so I don't understand. But I'm gonna leave my bias towards different states.
Leave the Connecticut rants out of here.
Yes, but I do believe UMass has the talent to win this game. What I realized a lot, like especially seeing some of their non-conference games last year, I mean, you forget how good the Hockey East is, because when UMass plays games out of conference, they can hang with any team like that. I mean, Cornell was ranked and they beat them last year. Yale, the same thing, they beat them last year. So I can't help but think that they're going to go out and beat UConn, but it will definitely be an interesting game. I'd say it'd be about a one-goal game.
Yeah, I'm about in the same boat as you guys. I think UMass comes out with a strong effort tomorrow, especially I have a feeling it's going to be a packed, energized Mullen Center tomorrow. It's just going to give the guys even that much more energy to go out. I think they're going to win. I think, like you guys said, I think it's going to be a close one. I think maybe not because we're not as talented as UConn, but I think it's going to be a different type of story trying to get down Michelotto's new systems in actual games. So yeah. I think that could sort of hold back this team a little bit offensively and defensively. I think UMass pulls out a win, maybe by a goal or two. But I think that's going to be the story all season, is that this team, I don't think they're going to blow out any teams, but I think it's going to prove a lot if they can pull out a lot of close victories.
It might be ugly early on, just trying, because they are learning a new system here, but they definitely got to figure this out soon, because next week, BC is coming to town.
So basically, they have to win on Friday night, or they have a long way to go.
Yes.
All right, well, that's all we have for you guys tonight, and join us next week as we wrap up the game against UConn tomorrow and preview for next weekend's game. Have a good one.